The pictures I post on Weekly 50 are rarely topical. I often post, or I take them several weeks in advance, and I line these posts up several weeks in advance. So as you're listening to this on December 21st, I'm actually recording it on November 4th. If I didn't have several in advance like this, I would be hard-pressed to maintain the pace that Weekly 50 goes. Having them scheduled in advance allows me a lot more flexibility in doing this. But I'm posting this particular picture on December 21st for a reason. And that is, we've got Christmas just around the corner. And Christmas is a lot of different things to a lot of different people. But the reason Christmas exists is not because of a baby in a manger. The reason is because of this cross. The reason the baby, the Christ child came in the form of a baby lying in a manger was so that he could one day be nailed to this cross. Why? Not for anything he did, because he violated God's commandments, but because we did. And we think of this warm, homey scene of this pastoral scene of a manger and an old barn, and there's no room for the Mary and Joseph and the baby at the inn. And we think of all these things, and we forget that it ultimately led up to what was basically the equivalent of the electric chair. This is a horrible form of torture and punishment to be executed on the cross like this. And it's hard to think about that when we think about the usual symbols of Christmas, of the baby Jesus in a manger and wrapped in swaddling clothes. But really, it's all about this right here. I caught this photo kind of by accident. I had my camera with me, my D7100, and I was biking to work. And as I was coming around the football stadium, I saw the sky just exploding with this pink-orange glow that only happens for like a couple minutes at sunrise, and then it goes away as the sun pops over the horizon. So I saw this glow and this cross from St. John, I think it's St. John the Baptist Church, right next to campus. And I wanted to get the cross silhouetted against this amazing orange sky that was clearly about to light up for the day. And I did exactly what I wanted. I was so happy with this photo. And the way it's framed with the cross on the right-hand side, it almost looks like it could be one of those motivational posters with a bunch of text on the left-hand side. But I like that there's this big expanse of sky, and you've got this cross on the right-hand side. And yes, it's coming out a couple days before Christmas, and that's because this is really what the message of Christmas is all about. So thank you for reading. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of Weekly 50. And I wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.